In today's Mishnah, we'll learn the third and fourth Mishnah from the first parak of Masechet Mikvaot. The Mishnah begins, Naflu Maim Tmeim. So we continue discussing the Megvaim, which is the small collection of water in the ground. And it's less than Arbeim Se'ah. So we explained that it is not susceptible to Tumah, yet it's not enough to make things that fall into make tamid things that go into it for them to become tahor. It doesn't have the capacity to purify. So Mishnah says, Naflu Maim Tmeim, if tamid liquids fall into the Megvim, so yesterday's Mishnah we talked about a tamid person drinking from it or filling up a tamid kli from it. Now we're talking about a case where some tamid liquid falls into this Megvim. So Mishnah says, Veshata Tahor, and after that someone just tahor drinks from it. Then we say the same din as we learned yesterday. He would be tamid because we're scared that he would be drinking from some of the tamid liquids. And that would make all the liquid he has in his hands, or as he's drinking tamer, and therefore it would make him no longer able to, he'll be ashamed of the tum, he wouldn't be able to eat truma. Naflu mayim tmeim umilav beklik tahor. What happens if tamer liquid falls into this megvaim, and then after it someone fills up a kli that is tahor? Well, that kli will then become tamer, will become impure. That is because, again, we're concerned that some of the tamer liquid would be filled up along with it, and once the water is extracted, it all becomes susceptible to tumah, so all the water will become tamer, and that will make the kli tamer. Naflu mayim tmeim uvenafal kikar truma. This is similar to the cases we learned yesterday's Mishnah. What happens if some tamer liquid falls into this megvaim, and then a roll of truma falls into it? It says im hidiach, if he washes it off, then again, as we explained yesterday, that shows he considers this water that's been extracted along with the kikar as if it's liquid, so therefore it becomes susceptible to tumah. Then we're concerned that liquid became tamer as a result of the other tamer liquids, and therefore the kikar will be tamer. V'im lo hidiach, if he did not wash it off, then it would become, that shows that he's, when he extracts that water, any water that's comes along with the kikar will be considered as if it's still in the ground and not susceptible to tumah. And then even if there's a small drops of this main tmeim mixed in with it, it would be considered batel, and therefore therefore the kikar will be tahor. Here's where Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon Omer says, ben shidiach, ben shlo hidiach tameh. Rabbi Shimon says that it's irrespective of whether you wash it off or not, meaning even if you extract it and you're not machshiv, you do not consider the water, so therefore that water that's extracted from the megvaim is not susceptible to tumah. He disagrees and he says that the tamer liquid that could have been brought along with it is not batel, does not become annulled along with other water that's extracted, and therefore the kikar should be tameah. Now some people say that Rabbi Shimon is not just arguing in this situation, in this case, but also in other cases we learned in yesterday's Mishnah as well. So it's not just when tamer liquid falls in, but even if someone drank from it, or even if someone, someone tamer drank from this water, or he filled up some water from this megvahim with this tamer kli. Let's now learn Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah says, Nafal lo tochan. What happens if we're talking about regular megvahim, and it fell into this as a corpse, or shilach behem tamer, or some tamer walks through it, and then after v'shata tahor, and if someone tahor drinks from it, we say that person's tahor. Why? Because the megvaim, as long as they haven't been pulled out from the ground, l'ratzon, are not susceptible to tumah. So therefore, even if you had a corpse sort of resting in it, was pulled away, and then someone drank from it, that water would still be tahor. Mishnah then continues, achad megvaim, whether it's a collection of water in the ground, or it's mei borot, mei shichin, or mei me'arot. So a bor is a well, so a circular hole, or shichin here refers to a long ditch, a long and narrow ditch, and me'arot, we generally translate as caves, but it seems to be some sort of, Kat explains, more like a square area that's dug out and covered over. And says, continues, bein mei tamtzit, that says, mei tamtzit shepasku. Now, mei tamtzit refers to rainwater that starts running from the, that starts flowing as a result, flowing from a mountain as a result of, as I explained, the rains. It reaches a point where there's no longer any water flowing, if you like, coming from the mountain, and that's mei tamtzit shepasku. So we're including other cases, if you like, that also have the same status of megvaim, meaning if it was still flowing, from the mountain, that would be a different situation, as we'll learn in Mishnah Vav. In any event, so also umikvaot she'im bahen arbim se'ah, and also collections of water. Or some people say this refers to all the cases of if it's borot shichim u'marot, provided it doesn't have arbim se'ah, they all have the status of the megvaim. However, the Mishnah then adds that it's as follows: b'shat geshamim, at the time when it's raining, hakol tahor, all of them are tahor. Meaning, during the rainy seasons, we don't have to be concerned that someone from Tameh drank from it, then it could be bits of the Tameh liquid. That is because either because Ovrei Dachim aren't really, people going, traveling aren't so common during the rainy season, or they have plenty of access to other water, we don't have to be concerned that they actually took some water from this Megvayim. Or even if they did, another explanation to the Rambam, that there'd be so much rainwater at that time that it would metahir it anyway. So in other words, someone who could safely during the winter, during the rainy season, go to Megvaim if they're tahor and drink from the water and not be concerned that they became tamer. However, Pasqua Gesham, if the rainy season ends, then we say Hakrovlim il daderech, those collections of water, the Megvaim, or the wells and the like, that are close to the city or close to the roadside, they would be tameim. Because now I have to be concerned that maybe someone who was tamer came and drank from it or filled up a tamer cleave with it. However, the rechokim, those that are further from the city or from the side of the road, they will be tahorim because, again, people wouldn't have necessarily gone at a great distance to get that water if there's something more close. So you'd have to be concerned somewhere Tameh drank from it. However, that's Anchi Yahalchu Rov Bnei Adam, meaning if we know already on that way there have been shayarot, caravans, meaning lots of people going through this area that would have need and access to water, in that situation we say even the rechokim would be, you know, those at a distance would also have to be concerned that'd be tameim as well. Kati here cites more explanations based on the Rambam, but again I think I'll leave that for your further study. Those are the Mishnah today.